Hi, beautiful people. Good afternoon. How are you today? It's your favorite girl, Jay. How you doing? How is work? How is family? I hope you had a wonderful weekend and happy new week. I hope you're having an amazing day at work. I hope you're being kind and being, you know, patient with people around you. And I hope you're showing love to everyone you can around you. I hope you're intentional about showing genuine love to people, because people are going through a lot. People are going through something. They do not need... The world is already wicked to them. The economy is already draining them. They do not need the human wickedness. All we need now to heal our world and our minds and ourselves is love, care, and intentional, you know, communication with people we really care about to make sure they're doing well and their minds are in the right place. So please make sure you're doing that. Now, this topic I'm about to talk about is coming from a place of sadness, curiosity, and I'd like us to have a conversation about this. And now, Jay's talk is on Spotify. So if you have a Spotify app, you can just go there, check under the podcast and follow me. And you can send me a voice message to impute your own, contribution as to this topic. You can send me a voice message. You could also answer question anonymously. If you do not want to send a voice message, that would be played on the show, on the next podcast where I'll be listening to you guys. So I would really like to have an intimate conversation with you guys on this one. And let's get into the tea. Now, there's something trending. A lot of girls' sex tips are coming out. Nudes have been sold. Some of these young girls have private Snapchats where they do this thing and then eventually it comes out and then everybody's crying and playing the victim. And the funny thing about this whole thing is it's the ladies that are always suffering. This scar is more on the women. It's never really on the man. I feel like when a man's nude or sex tape comes out, it's more of adoration for the man, because his fellow men will make it and they would praise him and say, oh, this guy is sabi, see, he's well endowed. The ladies will drool over him who are also very funny people. But when a lady's own comes out, it is judgment. Yes, because we are created to be, you know, the woman's body was created for a man's curiosity, which is why most men enjoy unwrapping a woman, in my own opinion. I don't think this whole new nakedness thing that is trending, I see a lot of girls online literally wearing things that they're almost naked. And I'm asking the question, are we saying we want to go back to the Adamic nature of nakedness? Is there something I'm missing? Are we now saying we're allergic to clothes? Because I do not understand the designers also. Are we saying that nakedness is now fashion? Because literally, somebody's wearing a sheer net and is wearing only a G-string. Your nipples, your whole breast is outside. I can literally see your butt cheek and I can see, you know, your V-lines. What's then the point? You literally could have come out naked. You see some people wear some dangerously high-slit clothes. They're not even wearing panties. Their cleavage is popping out. It's only the nipple that is covered. And then their ass lines are showing. What is happening? Like, is it that me, I'm old school, or there's something I am missing? Because it doesn't make any sense. When did we start? And these people are the so-called celebrities that the young generation coming up are looking at. I thought celebrities were supposed to be ambassadors to make these young people better. But in this country right now, the celebrities are the problem as to why a lot of young people are doing a lot of things wrong. This is my opinion. I would love to hear yours, because it feels like there is a virus moving around. Why will a 19-year-old girl have sex tapes? I've been in this world for the past 20-something years, and I don't think I'm willing to send a guy my nude. I'm sorry. I do not understand it. And God forbid your phone now gets stolen. What is the point? It's bad enough that you're having premarital sex and unprotected sex and a lot of wrong things. Then you go ahead to set up a camera. And the sad part about this thing is the women are the victims of this. It is your face that is going to be shown. This same man, even if his face was shown in that video, a certain celebrity, a guy, he had sex with a girl. What people were saying about the guy is, almost he's a bad guy. See how he was giving the girl. Then on the girl's side, what people were commenting was, this girl even has a boyfriend. Boyfriend that has done everything for her. She's a useless girl. Who will marry this one? Now, so all these small girls, see how she collects this guy. The comments were so stupid and undermining. I was heartbroken. I could not read it anymore. I had to leave Twitter. And recently on TikTok, I've been hearing different TikTokers, their sex. Wait, you carry your phone, Hansi? No, I need to understand these people. That's why I changed my voice. Because, God, let me take a little water. Oh, Jesus. Excuse me. You take your phone and you position yourself, touching yourself. Then you, and for a very long time, because the biology of a woman, it takes a long time for a woman to get to where she wants to get to that place of pleasure than a man. You take your phone, you touch yourself, and then you send it to a man that is not your husband. Even your husband, his phone can be stolen, his phone can be hacked, he can give his phone to somebody that is wicked. Then you say he posts the video one day and say you should pay him money or you should not pay him, and then you are crying. I mean, this generation, their definition of freedom, I feel like they should be able to. Why are you crying? Why are you not acting the victim? You recorded that video, you sent it by yourself, you sent it to him. So why not face your consequence and dance to your tune? What were you expecting? Really, I'm really confused. And then I heard another celebrity's video came out yesterday. Another celebrity, her own, had come out another time. She even sang about it. And people danced to the song. And people idolized her and idolized the fact that she's bold enough. We call it boldness. We call it wokeness. That's dumb. That's sad. I need to know if I'm the only one who is talking like this. Because when I have this conversation with people, everybody's on my side. But I need to hear you guys, because you guys are my main family. This is where we talk about important things that happen in the world and how we cope through it. Now, I have a very young daughter who is just 1 year, 2 months, and some weeks. And I'm afraid for her generation, because it's so sad. The things that are coming around. The wickedness that is happening by ourselves with our own hand. Now, I'm going to be asking this question. Is it the parenting? Or is it the individuals? Or is it the celebrities? Or is it the emergence of, you know, technology that is the problem? I really need to know where all this came from and why we have young girls putting themselves in a compromising situation, whether out of, you know, whether they were naive, whether they did it intentionally to trend so that they can, you know, become more famous, or what is the purpose of all this? I really need to hear from you guys, because, man, thinking about this is giving me a headache. Like, I don't get it. It is wrong. I will never preach it to any young girl. There is dignity. I tell people there is dignity in covering up and looking decent. You can still look beautiful and not be objectified. You know, someone was saying something. See, when you dress somehow on TikTok and on Instagram, and then a man is addressing you and asking you how much can he pay to sleep with you, and you're getting angry. The image you created for yourself on that decision, it's not wokeness. It's what it looks like. I remember someone very close to me posted a video and she was acting really funny on that video. And I said, you've joined them. And she was like, I said, you've joined them because what's making you unique? You want to show cleavage, you want to act all, you know, flirtatious, you know, you want to touch us, do a very, you know, seductive act, and you still don't have followers. I had to bring it. I'm like, with all that thing you're doing, and see my page and see your page, why am I having more followers and I'm inspiring people the right way? And what you're doing is, because it is common, what you're doing is common. So there's so many of you that men are even confused. I'm just saying, I'm really, really sad about this, and I'm sad about the fact that it's young girls that have father and mother present, not even broken homes. And even if they are broken homes, I've seen people come out from broken homes that have the best of characters. So I need to know, is it the individuals, is it the society, is it the influence of the celebrities they look up to, is it the emergence of technology, what is it? What is the cause of this new virus going around about sex tape, you know, nude pictures going rampant? Every time you open the internet, somebody's video is being released or being sold to Pornhub or whatever they call it. And I just want to hear from you guys. So I would love to hear from you, your messages. Please send it in. Let's have a deep conversation and get to the root of it. Maybe I need to know from you guys. Maybe you're more knowledgeable about what's going on. Please do let me know. Bye for now. See you next time on Jay's Talk. Have a lovely day. And I love you guys. Bye.